Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to today's podcast episode with myself, Dan Glynn. And on today's episode, I'm really looking forward to this one, and this episode is all about the power of reflection. So the power of when we actually look back in order to move forward. And it's such an important tool to bring into your own life is to take that time to stop, to pause, and to look at, right, what's actually going well here. Because I think in life, so often at times, we're always moving forward, where it's moving on to the next goal, moving on to the next thing to do, getting to that place and then saying, okay, what's next now? And so often we don't actually reflect and look back, well, what has actually went well? What am I doing right well? What can I be proud of myself for right now? Who's the person I showed up as this year? And it's such an incredible tool that can do so many things to build our own confidence, to build our own belief, to become more proud of the person we are. And I feel it's a tool that at times we don't really use often enough. And that's why I'm talking about it today, because given the time of year it is, it's always a really good time of year to take that time now to just sit back, maybe slow down a little bit more and reflect on the person you showed up as this year. Because if we all even just take 5 minutes even right now, even only 5 minutes, and ask yourself, look at the year you've had. So from January to right now, look at the whole year you've had. If we were to sit down this time last year and I had a conversation with you and I told you, okay, this is how your year is going to go. You're going to start in January. Come February, you're going to start hearing about on the news about this virus over in China. And then you don't really think of it anything at all. And you keep getting on with your everyday normal life. And then the noise is starting to get louder and louder. Suddenly that the virus, it's a virus you're after here. And now it's starting to spread across the world. Now it's you're starting to see it in Italy and all the horrendous things that happen over in Italy. Then there's a potential it could come to your own country, but you're not really thinking, ash, that'll never happen, it'll never come over here. Then suddenly it hits, and then suddenly you're told you're going to have to stay in your own house, your own home, and you can't leave it, you can't go anywhere, only for essential travel or essential items. And you have to stay at home, and then you have to start training at home, you have to start exercising at home, you have to start studying at home, you have to start working from home. You're in a home environment a lot of time. I think you're starting to do things like have conversations with people in your home, maybe that you haven't had in a long while. Then you're starting to paint the fence, and then you paint it a second time and a third time, and you're feckin' need 6 coats at this stage. You paint the fence 6 times for the 6th coat, just in case it doesn't look brown enough already. And then the world slowly starts to balance back out. The lockdown restrictions start to lift. You go on a few holidays around Ireland. And then it's starting to get a little bit dodgier again. And then you're back into a full lockdown. You're living at home again. You're working from home again. You're online at home again. And then there's going to be a few weeks before Christmas and it's just open back up. Now, if we sat here this time last year, and I told you this is exactly what's going to happen, you would say, Dan, you're gone stone mad. You're gone absolutely daft. And yet it has happened. And even the fact that you are sitting here or walking here or doing whatever you're doing, even the fact you're here right now, listen to a podcast involving around building better confidence, showing up as your best self, looking within and growing yourself more. Even the fact you're listening to that right now, given the year you had and the challenges that you've faced, is incredible. It's absolutely amazing. And to acknowledge that as well, look at the year and all the challenges you have faced, and look at all the things you've overcome within that. And it shows incredible resilience, incredible faith, incredible strength, and incredible courage. And that's a hard thing to grow, and that's a hard person to be. So acknowledge yourself within that. And of course, I'm sure it wasn't easy along the way. It wasn't easy for anyone. But it's also the most importantly, I think, within this time is to step back and look at, rather than why did this all happen? Ask a question, well, why did this all happen for me? And I think this is one of the most important things you can do right now, this time of year, is look back in the year you've had and say, what's the lessons I can take from this year? What has this year taught about me that I didn't know before? What has this year shown me that I've never seen before? And it's to take them lessons and messages within that. Because the power of reflection, what allows us to do is to create meaning. So we as human beings are meaning-making machines. We want to attach and tie meaning to everything and anything that we do. So in a lot of ways, our own beliefs that we have are due to meanings that we've attached to different experiences in our life. And that's why when we're even trying to grow our own confidence, grow our own belief, start to change our habits or whatever it is at all, we actually have to look back before we start to move forward. And a lot of time it's looking back and saying, well, how can I create a different meaning for that? So for example, if I'm someone that before when I ran a race, let's say I'm someone who ran a race, and my goal and objective of the race was to come in the top 50 within this race. So I did the race, I went through the race, but I finished in 70th place. Now there's a part of me that could look back in that race and say, I'm not fit, I'm not strong, I wasn't good enough to do that, I'm never going to do anything like that at all. Or there's another part of me that could also look at that race and say, do you know what? I didn't come 50th and I wanted to come 50th. But you know what I did do? I finished the race and I got across the finish line. And in that race, in that moment, I remember halfway through the race when I said to myself, this isn't going to plan. Maybe I should just pack it in. Maybe I should just throw it all up. I'm not going to come in 50th. But there was a part of me that said then, the real self, not the ego self, not the negative self, but the real self of me came up on that day and said, I'm committing to this and I'm going to finish this race. Now from that race, I could create two meanings from that one race. It's the exact same race. So there's nothing different about the whole overall race. It was the exact same one. But the only difference within that was the meaning I created within that. Did I create a meaning that said, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I wouldn't be able to do that? Or did I create a meaning that said, I am able enough, I didn't give up, I had the courage, I had the resilience, and I had the faith and trust within myself that I finished the race? And that's why reflection is so important. It allows us to see and experience what beliefs we've created about ourselves and where we attach that from that. And for me, the year have gone by now has been probably one of my best years I've had in I don't know how long. It has been and still is. The year isn't over just yet. It has been an amazing year. And there was one really important lesson, I think, within it now that I just love to share. And it wasn't something that I realized that was a lesson until I actually reflected back and looked back at this about a month ago. So right now, myself and Granny have moved into our dream home. So about three years ago, I set myself and said to myself, my dream goal is to live on the seafront and that I can wake up in the morning and I can look out my window and I can see the sea in front of me. I can hear the waves crashing and I can see the birds flying by. And that was a dream that I set myself. So now I can happily say that that dream has come true, and I'm living that dream right now, which I'm incredibly grateful for every single day that I get to wake up within that. But to rewind back a little bit more within this, so this was something I set, and within quantum physics, and when it speaks about operating and raising our vibrational frequency, so Joe Dispenza talks about this work a lot, is when we start to raise our own health, our own energy, so that's from the food we eat, the exercise we do, the thoughts we think, the way we show up as a person, that allows us then to operate at a higher vibrational frequency. So then when we start to do that, because our vibrational frequency is now higher, more good things then start to come into our life. And this is through quantum physics. So if you think it's a load of bull, I was once in that stage before myself, but look it up and look up a lot of Dispenza's work. But within this, it says that more good things will then start to come into your life. And a lot of what Dispenza talks about is when we can create a thought and a visualization of what we ultimately want in our life, and we attach and create that emotion of what it would feel like for that to happen and be in that moment, we start, our vibrational frequency starts to connect with the frequency of the universe, and what we ultimately want will then start to match and will start to come into our life. Now, this is quite big thinking, but bear with me. So if you're thinking right now, that sounds too extreme. I was once in that boat, but you know what? I said, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? So after reading on all this and looking into quantum physics and looking into all the Spenza's work, given that dream that I had, I wanted to live in the seafront. I wanted to have a house on the sea, and I wanted to be able to look at the sea every single morning I woke up. That was my dream I had. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. So for about 6 months, every single morning, without failure, the first thing I did every single morning was I woke up, got up out of bed, even on days where I felt, oh, I'm tired, this is tough, maybe I could do an extra hour in bed, oh, maybe I'll just skip it, oh, will I just rush out the door and go grab a coffee on the way instead? Even on mornings I felt like this as well, I still said to myself, I'm going to commit to it. So every morning I woke up, I did some meditation and I did a visualization where I visualized the house and I visualized what it would look like, what it would be, where it would be, the people that would be in it, the emotions it would allow me to bring, the life it would allow me to create. And I visualized and created that every single morning for 6 months. But the most important part within that was I didn't set any expectation on when it was going to be. I just trusted in the unknown, and I said to myself, it will be when it's meant to be. And for 6 months, every single morning, I did this. And ultimately, how we got this place that we're so incredibly grateful to be in right now is how we managed to get it. This client that I work with right now, this particular client was supposed to work with me a year ago, was supposed to work with me 6 months ago, was supposed to work with me 3 months ago. And eventually got to a stage where she just rang me and said, I'm outside, I need to work with you, I have to see you right now. And I said to her on the phone, look, I can't take you right now. I have someone coming in. I'm not free. And then all of a second, a buzzer goes off my phone for a notification with a text from a client who I don't think has ever had to reschedule me or anything before, and said to me in that moment, sorry, Dan, can't make it today. We'll explain to you later on. So I was like, you're in luck. I can take you. I'm after getting the cancellation. So rewind a little bit before this, about a week ago before this, we went to view and look at a place which was on this, kind of on the seafront. It had a sea view. It was a pretty nice place, but we had our heart and soul set on it, and we started to visualize how we were going to design it, how we were going to create it and everything in it. And then 2 days later, after we thought we had it, it fell through and we didn't get it. Now, the initial reaction in me in that moment was to give out, to complain, to moan, to say, why wasn't this? Why didn't we get picked and this and that? But the best self version of me also said in that moment, maybe a day later, it wasn't exactly in that moment, I had to allow myself to feel it. But I also said, that house wasn't meant for us. We'll find another place and we'll find a better place. And I believed in it. I didn't just say it, but I believed in it. So come this week later, I'm meeting this person. We have a chat, sitting down chatting away. She's asking, how are you getting on? So and so. I was like, good, yeah, we're looking just for a place to move in at the moment. We can't find anything, but I know we'll find the right place when it's meant to be. And she turned around and said to me, oh, no way. Where are you looking for? I said, well, we're looking for a place right in the seafront. And she said, all right, whereabouts? And I said, the spot, whatever. And then she said, oh, we have a place. I was like, what? Now, in my own mind, I thought at that moment, God, it must be a dive. It's probably nothing useful at all. And then she said to me, yeah, we have a place. Like, it's this spot right there. And in that moment, I said, no way. And the place we're living in is a place that 2 years ago, we walked by, we looked at it, we seen it online. It was way past our budget. We couldn't afford it. But in that moment, we also said, do you know what? We're going to live in that place. We're going to find the right amount of money. It's going to work out somehow in our favor. And we'll live in that place. And here we are right now, today, sitting and living in that place. And what has that ultimately taught me? What that has ultimately taught me now, when I realize it, is the power of visualization and the power of trusting and backing yourself within the unknown. And it wasn't until about a month later after we moved in, I started to actually see and piece all the puzzles together. So at the moment, I didn't realize that the universe somehow provided this house for us. I just thought, jeez, we got lucky, do you know, we are lucky out with that one. And then I didn't realize that when I look back is that the only reason we got this as well is because the person who was living in here had to move out of here because of COVID, because she had to move home. So if COVID hadn't have happened, I wouldn't have got this place either. But I could also sit here and give out about COVID, how I can't do this thing and can't do that thing. So in life, we have a decision. Is we either make life work for us or we work against it. And my single biggest belief is that everything is happening exactly as it should. But if I hadn't have reflected back a month ago, I wouldn't have seen this all joined together. I wouldn't have seen all the pieces come together. And just blew my mind. And it really emphasized that point of trusting within the unknown. And as long as you trust within that unknown, set no expectations on if it's a goal and when it's going to be, when it's going to happen, but just trust it's going to happen. It'll come at exactly the right time. And if we had have got that house that we were viewing, we wouldn't have gotten this place. And this place we're in is 10 times better than the last place. So it's amazing how things work out when you allow them to work out. And that's the first part, is when we can look back and reflect on certain situations and certain things in life, it allows us to extract meaning and purpose from that. And when we extract that, we can then carry that forward through the rest of our life, which allows us to think, live, feel at that higher and better level. So that's the first part of it all, is the importance of reflecting back, especially on this year you've had, because the year you've faced, the year you've went through, I know, even though I don't know whoever's listening to this right now, but I definitely know if you're someone who's still listening to a podcast that talks about this area, not talk about giving out, moaning, complaining, but talks about areas of positive psychology, of living your best life and growing inner confidence and inner belief. If you're still someone who's listened to that after the year you've had, you deserve a pat on the back for the incredible way you've shown up this year. And then the second part of why reflecting is so powerful, it was something that really reiterated back in my in my own mind from the weekend. So on the weekend gone by, something I like to do every year with my own clients is we come together. We come together a couple of times a year, but we always do a good Christmas party where it's good crack, we have a bit of a laugh, and we all connect and have a good chat. And obviously this year, with everything that's going on, we couldn't really do that. So what we did do was an outdoor-themed Christmas party. We were outdoor, we did a session outside, we had a bit of a chat, bit of grub outside, good old cup of tea, mug of scald, and I did awards for people each year, for awards for every person for the year gone by. And on the Friday before it, I sat down and I went through everyone in the group, and I looked at the year they've had, and I put an award that I think was fitting. So some of the awards we had was courage. Some of the awards we had was showing up. Some of it was not giving in. And we had awards like this. And we also had funny ones such as the zoo, Dublin Zoo, and a few other ones like that. You had to be there to experience them ones now. But on Saturday, when I was giving out the awards, and when I was explaining the reason why this person deserves this award because of this thing, and they showed up in this way, and they did X, they did Y, they did Z. And when I was explaining it, and when I then said their name, the emotion I could see and feel from that person was something I'll never forget. And it was incredible to see that it happened on each and every single person. And it was amazing to be in that moment and experience that. And the messages and words I got back were stuff that I'll never forget as well. And the impact it made on their own, not just day that day, but ultimately on their own life, was incredible. And it was something that, as simple as just reflecting back at the year that has gone by, what they've done, how they've showed up, and how they should be proud of themselves to do that. And I think that's something why reflection is so important as well, because probably a lot of the people on that morn probably wouldn't have reflected back on the year and seen what I seen in them. And when I explained it and I backed it up from what they've done, they said, God, I never even thought about that. I forgot all about that. So I never noticed that. And that's the thing. We never notice. We never see it unless we allow ourselves to see it. And life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. So everything we experience, everything we see, every meaning we attach is only a reflection of what we are ultimately allowing ourselves to see. And that's the same for everything across the board. I could look at a car and say, God, isn't that great to get from A to B? Another person could look at a car and say, God, the tire's wrong, that's wrong. I could look at myself in the mirror and say, I see an incredible, confident, strong person. Or I could look at myself in the mirror and say, my hair is wrong, my eyebrow is too high, my face is dropped on this side. Life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. And on that morning, it was incredible to see the impact it had when I just shared for what seemed to me something so simple and something so obvious. But it's not obvious unless we allow ourselves to see it. And that only comes when we can look back and when we can reflect and tie the meaning of what it is to be. And there's a part of ourselves we can meet at that time that says, yeah, but I could have done that better. I should have done that better. And we all have that part of ourselves that wants to criticize, wants to give out, wants to say, I should have done this, I should have done that. But allow that voice to come up. But that's where the rule and the principle of non-attachment comes into it. How can I not attach myself to that? And how can I attach myself to something that brings more confidence to me, brings more ease, brings more compassion, and brings a sense of feeling proud about myself. And it was an amazing thing that I seen on that morning that reflected in so many people, because maybe they hadn't done it yet, or maybe they weren't going to do it at all. And it's not obvious unless we allow ourselves to see it. And when we can see it, when we can feel it, then we can believe it. And that's what most matters, is what we ultimately believe about everything in life. Because our life goes in direction and stories of our own internal beliefs. So your life can only be as big as your own internal beliefs about what you believe is possible, and what you believe you are, what you believe this world is providing for you right now. And even in a time of chaos, even in a time of uncertainty, even in a time of unknown, even in a time of fear, you can still build and shape a belief that everything is happening exactly as it should, as this world and this universe is providing something incredible for you. And when you can open your eyes, when you can see the magic and the mystery that is unfolding you in each and every single second of the day, and not get lured into Joe Duffy or coronavirus updates or all these other things, but get lured into the magic and mystery that's unfolding every single second, it's amazing what you see and what you don't see anymore. And that's the power we all have. Life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. And that's something that I'd really encourage everyone to do, is to reflect on that and on this year that you've had and how you've showed up incredibly well within this year. And that's why with everything that happens, is no matter what we experience, no matter what we go through, the way we experience the world around us is a direct reflection of our internal world within us. And that's why becoming aware of the stories you tell yourself, becoming aware of your own internal beliefs, becoming aware of what you respond to and what you're choosing to respond to is so, so important. Because as I said earlier, we are meaning-making machines. And the way we experience the world around us is not anything to do with outside of us, but is a direct reflection of our own internal world within us. And when that internal world is full of compassion, full of belief, full of joy, full of fun, full of laughter, the world outside us seems the exact same as well. So that's why, again, reflection is so powerful and important. And that's why even with reflection, sometimes we can reflect and look back at all the physical things that happened this year. So for me as well, I could sit back and look at, oh, well, I moved into my dream home, which of course is incredible. I got really fit this year. I started to do more breathing this year. And I can look at all the physical things that I've achieved. But what if my soul could speak to me? What if my soul could say words? What words would my soul say about the year that I've had, the year that I've done? And this is, I feel, is the most important. It's not the things that maybe have went well this year, that you've achieved this year, but who is the person that showed up in that year? And that's why for me, well, I showed up as someone who was trusting. In the time of chaos, in the time of unknown and uncertainty, I showed up as someone who trusted in the universe when everyone else was doubting it. I also showed up with someone who was committed. Committed to his message, committed to his own health. So in times when people again gave out about COVID, saying, can't go to a gym, I can't get out to exercise, I can't go for a sea swim, I could have said, you know what, like, sure, I can't show up for my health anymore, can't show up for myself anymore either. And as we've seen with so many people that say, oh, the COVID stone, well, that's exactly what the COVID stone all it was you just chose not to show up for yourself. And I acknowledge myself now that, well, I wasn't that person either. What else did I show up? I showed up as someone who believed in himself. So this year, I showed up as someone who faced a lot of his own fears, faced a lot of his own internal stories he held about himself for a long time. And I faced it and I rose above it. So when we can start to actually attach what our soul would say about ourselves, what our soul would say about our year, if our soul could say words, what words would it say? So again, coming back to that earlier on, the way we experience the world around us is a direct reflection of the world within us. So rather than reflect and look at all the physical things that you've achieved, which of course is important and of course is good to do, but start to look at the more deeper and more meaningful things. The person that showed up, the way you showed up within that, the challenges you face, and the characteristics and personality traits you had to have or had to grow and cultivate within that in order to be that person. And acknowledge yourself and be proud of yourself for what you've done within that. Because it's an amazing thing to have done. And I think the last bit within that is, again, coming back to kind of what I said earlier on, is when we sometimes start to do this reflection, we can start to say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, or maybe I should have went this way, or whatever it is. We can see sometimes what's gone wrong. So rather than seeing what's gone wrong, can you see what's gone right? And ask yourself, well, what a incredible year it's been. And just see all the ways you've showed up incredibly well. Because even if you're thinking right now, I didn't do that much, it wasn't anything normal. Well, was it? Was it actually not? So you're sitting here and telling me one thing, not even one thing, that you've done well or incredibly well. And sometimes that's our own inner critic coming up again saying, you should have done this better, but that's normal, sure, everyone does this, everyone does that, but they don't. And a great question I'll ask you right now is, if I was to change, I want you to think of someone even now who's really, you're really close to, and they're that person that you know you can have that conversation on a deeper level or more meaningful level. And if I was to change both of them people around. So let's say it's your friend. Let's say I was going to put you in your friend's shoes and your friend in your shoes. So your friend has now experienced the whole year you've had. And you are now in your friend's shoes. And you're having a conversation with the part of you that your friend has now lived that whole year. And knowing that friend has lived the whole year you've lived, has experienced all the things you've experienced, have went through all the challenges you've went through, what would you say to that friend about all the incredible things they've done? What are five things you would say that, do you know what, Jimmy, I think you've done incredibly well this year because of all of these things? And write them down. Because sometimes when we can take a different seat, we see a different world. And it was the same with me on Saturday morning. Like I said, when I gave out all these awards, in my mind, I seen it so clearly and it was so obvious about the person that showed up in that year and in that way. But we only allow ourselves to see what we want to see. We only allow ourselves to see a reflection of what we choose to see. And that way, when you can sit with that exercise and sit in that different seat, you start to see a different world and different experience. So that is pretty much today's episode. I really hope this episode helped you today, shed light in a different way, and maybe opened your mind in a different way you never thought of before. And it's been an incredible year for me. But within that, it's only been incredible when I've allowed myself to see how incredible it's been. And again, like I said earlier, the way we experience the world around us is a direct reflection of the world within us. So if I'm someone on the outside, I'm seeing a world of stress, busyness, chaos, fear, uncertainty. It's nothing to do with what's outside of us. But it has absolutely everything to do with what way I'm choosing to show up and be with inside of my own self. And when I can start to understand that and start to maybe change some inner stories, change some inner beliefs, choose what I'm responding to, choose what I'm tuning in to listen to, rather than seeing all the cases in COVID right now, can I see how many cases are not in COVID right now? Rather than seeing all the people who have got COVID, can I see all the people I don't know that don't have COVID? And when I can start to create and shape this, it's amazing what we start to see. Because it's something I always tell everyone is that even think of when you buy your first car. So when you've bought your first car, you've never seen that car on the road, in that car or that colour, never see it on the road. But now suddenly, since it's come into your awareness, since it's come into a meaning into your own life, now suddenly you start to see that car everywhere, that colour, and you start to ask, how the hell is that car there? I've never seen that car before. Jeez, they must be all following me after I bought the car. Unlucky, as unfortunate as it is, they didn't do that. But the car was actually always there. It was always there and always in that colour. But you had no meaning towards that car in that colour before, and you weren't focused on that car and colour before. So that's why you never seen it. So life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. And I think that's ultimately it overall. So thanks a million again for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear some feedback from y'all on how you found it, what you took from it, and if you could even share that with me, maybe in a message, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or my email, dan@danglingcoaching.ie, or even just share it around with people or places or companies that you think might find this beneficial. And the last note I'd say on this episode is I'm going to be launching some really exciting news, please God, over the next few days, within this week anyway, definitely. And it's something I've been working on for a long while. It's something that I cannot wait to share. And I think it's really going to be powerful and really going to make an impact. All I'm going to say, it's going to be launching in January. So the perfect time to start your new year off right. But just stay tuned on my social medias. I'll be sharing all about it within the next few days. If not within the next week, and I'm really looking forward to what is going to be an amazing journey, and what I hope will be an amazing journey that I'll share it all with you with. So I'll give a hint, I mentioned it in the last podcast, but it's getting close to the launch date now. So thanks so many again for listening today, and I hope to speak to you very soon. And yes, I'll chat to you then.